It's 86 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Fans mourning Dolly Parton today include many who made the pilgrimage to the gates of her home in Brentwood. Flowers and other memorials are arranged there. Some longtime fans, including Jamie Dillahaye and Vicky Judkins, made sure that butterflies were represented. They are a symbol that Parton used often. Similar vigils are happening at Parton's downtown Nashville Storyteller Hotel, as well as at a property with ties to her on 12 South. The music icon has spurred a transcendent outpouring of remembrances that crosses music genres and political lines. Flags will fly at half staff for the next week to honor her. President Donald Trump announced that flags would be lowered on Truth Social Tuesday, calling Parton, quote, one of the greatest country singers ever. The state of Tennessee is actively trying to convince the federal government to build a nuclear life cycle campus in the state, but one lawmaker is not on board with the idea. That could include a nuclear waste facility. Ed Butler represents parts of several East Tennessee counties in the state house. He says while he supports nuclear energy development, his constituents are very concerned that the facility might end up in one of their communities. The Tennessee Lookout reports Butler sent a letter to the governor saying any economic benefits would be outweighed by potential environmental risks.
But I just have concerns about storing these types of materials underground. When we have aquifers and waterways and so forth that's underground in Tennessee, and it's specifically a lot of people still use wells in some of these rural areas because there is no city water.
The Federal Department of Energy has shortlisted Tennessee as it determines where it will spend $50 billion on a new facility that will have multiple components ranging from nuclear fuel production and enrichment to recycling and storing nuclear waste. Fort Campbell is cracking down on dark windshield tents. The Army installation announced an enforcement blitz that will run from the last few days of September through the first few of October. Security officers say gate guards need to be able to see who's driving to make sure they're authorized. Drivers found in violation will get a citation, have their vehicle towed, and lose driving privileges for a year. This is WPLN News.